Hello, besties. Let's wind down the week with icebreakers, current events, and hot gossip. Everyone has a stool reserved at our bar table.
Cheers, bitches.
Happy Friday, besties. Well, happy Friday, except to... Okay, who's pissed us off this week?
Well, I can tell you, YouTube Music in Austin, Texas, that just did a giant layoff. They're my big fuck you today.
What'd they do?
Oh, do tell.
Do tell. Well, it's funny because we actually got tagged quite a few times, HR besties, on TikTok. But there was a viral TikTok of them laying off the office. Like literally, you can't see who it is, but you can tell there's probably some HRs, some executives in the YouTube Music Austin, Texas office. And they're just saying, hey, by the way, you're getting laid off. And then some girl goes, which I love her for. She's like, when can we leave? Because that would so be me. I love her for it. And they're like, you can leave after this meeting. No. Have the meeting first, dumbasses, and then say like X, Y, and Z, and then let them go. Like, I don't blame her for piping up. So they're getting the big old goodbye from me.
And that's so cringy, though, too, of that boss or whoever was talking, saying, well, you can leave after this meeting. No,
I know.
I can leave and you can leave whenever the hell you want
exactly.
to leave. This isn't like
that
indentured servitude or
corporate
something.
Thing
it's cringe
to say that can leave after I fire you. Like, what? You just told me I was laid off 3 minutes before.
Once lawyer Ashley, me, had to work on a case that included a false imprisonment claim about a workplace questioning. And I was like, if you're spending the amount of money for me to research these things, don't do that. Just be like, you know what? Just go. No one wants to sit through that. Just word to the wise.
Oh my God,
that is so cringy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think, who's on my shit list? Probably that, what is it, that CEO that said eat more cereal?
Oh, God. Mr. Kellogg.
Like, yeah, Mr.
FYI,
Kellogg.
I love cereal for dinner, but I don't need you to tell me my depression meal. Like, eat more of that.
Oh, exactly. Well, what's funny is that week, I think that was last week when that came out, I was eating cereal every night. So I don't know, like, he and I were on the same wavelength or something.
I know, now it's like a voyeur.
But who doesn't love breakfast for dinner?
Yeah, that's like my favorite go-to meal, like when I don't feel like cooking. For the kids, like, get some cereal because they can fix their own. They're old enough now. Like, go make some cereal. But have you seen the TikToks like of people in the grocery store going up to the frozen case and having Kellogg's be fully stocked, but then the Walmart brand or the Kroger brand or the Target brand is all gone because people are boycotting Kellogg's.
Well, again, if you're going to suggest to people that they take an affordable option, like eat cereal for breakfast and you own a cereal company, the first thing people are going to do is look up what your salary is and how much your house is worth, because that's the natural byproduct of that.
It's very much like the tone deaf CEO on our episode this week.
Yes. I have not exactly a shit list, but just a reminder that if you think someone's doing something that is basic, just appreciate that that someone is coming out and being basic. And obviously I'm talking about myself. And so I had made a video because I was sitting there and I was trying to make a list in Excel of like dates, all the Mondays for this year. And I'm like, I can't remember how to do this. And so I looked up on ChatGPT how to do this and copied the formula in and made a video about it. And a lot of people were like, oh, that's great. And I'm like, what kind of hacks do you use for ChatGPT? Some people were like, that is basic. Like, please tell me this is that you needed to use ChatGPT. And I say, and thankfully.
No, because I feel bad now because I was like, girl, there's such an easier way to do
this. But you said it privately, Jamie. But I say things like that are basic to do is someone had this comment. They're like, I teach Excel. And it wasn't our bestie cat, Miss Norton. Somebody else is like, I teach Excel. And 95% of people on the spot could not remember how to do that. And I said, that's why I'm putting, when someone puts themselves out there, just know. And if you feel like it's basic, then be like, okay, well, now I feel accomplished. Not you're a dumbass.
Well, yeah, but keep scrolling. Like, you don't have to write some bullshit.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Gosh. Or keep it private to your point, right, Ashley? Like, I had some crazy, well, I always have crazy DMs, but I had one and I posted it as a story. Y'all may have seen it. It's in my highlights or something. But someone sent me a photo of someone from some train documentary on PBS. And they said, I thought this was you. And I mean, it's like the opposite of me looking, right? I mean, I'm like, girl, are you watching TV without your glasses on again? Are you drunk? Are you high? Like, what the heck? Like, I sent that to everybody. Like, I sent that, like, everyone in my life, does this look like me? Like, for real? And I mean, the lady was beautiful. I'm not putting her down or anything.
Well, she was beautiful. She was also about 75 years old and does not look like you. So.
Like white female, like I think older than me, hopefully looking.
She had like light brown hair. I didn't see it. I didn't see it, Lee. So I see Wonder Woman, but no.
But yeah, we love your comments, as wild as they may be. But yeah, you could throw some of those crazy ones in the DMs though, you know?
Yeah. Some of them hurt our feelings. Like, we are people too.
Well, I had one, actually, but people are specific. I had one, actually, I don't think I even sent this to y'all, but it's a show, and this person's like, are you in this episode 7 at the 1435 mark? And of course, I was like, oh, so I pull it up and start streaming it. And I see
it's Carson Kressley.
You know what? Somebody, if you all missed it, that's my celebrity. You need to listen to last week's Wednesday episode. And that's the celebrity look like I've got. But somebody reframed, said he is an icon. I'm not an icon. But they're like, he does amazing things. So I'd be amazed. You know, I appreciate that. And so I liked that reframe. But no, this one, I tried to screenshot it. But you know, these like, streaming services aren't dodos. So you can't, if you try to screenshot from your phone, it's just black. And yeah. So I'm going to pull it up on my TV and screenshot so you can see. I do think it did look like me, but I know I'm sadly have not been on TV for anything other than like a Louisville Zoo commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got
to. When I happened to be in the zoo, not that I was casting and I was there waved on the back of the train.
I was like, what did you go? I like turtles.
No, I did not have a speaking role. I had a wave as it pulled away.
I did not have a speaking role.
just be quiet, children.
Those are so funny because I had someone like, are you at a spa in Santa Fe right now? I've just seen you. You know what I mean? Like there's some funny things that drop into the DMs. I was like, I wish. Oh my God. No, unfortunately not.
Well, you know, guys, I still have never been recognized, and I'm not mad about that. So
I don't. But do you recognize Jamie, especially when she's out with her husband, her
please,
kids, with,
specifically oh, exactly. My children yeah. And my husband, please, yeah. Please, like, because be they cringy. Don't think I'm cool.
No, you're cool.
I don't think I'm cool either, but.
Be cringy with Jamie, you know, stalk her a little bit. No, not in that way, yeah. But, you know, take a photo of her, make her feel special in public is what I mean, you know. Yes. if you see Jamie, say hello. She does not bite.
I don't.
No, Jamie's the best.
No, she's so friendly.
Unfortunately.
It's gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
I know. She's got a yes face.
She does.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve and some of us not so much, but regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HRBesties. Stay well, besties.
So what's up on this Friday, guys?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got something juicy.
Ooh.
I do. I have something juicy. Someone out there in the world that I don't know, which means I know, but somebody out there, you know, sent me a very interesting investigation. And I mean, this is live, y'all. This is happening right now. In fact, I don't have the results of the investigation. Like, it's happening today.
A cliffhanger.
So, like, I got these deets. I know. Isn't it exciting? We're going to have a cliffhanger. You're going to have to tune in to Happy Hour next week to see how this investigation goes down, because I don't even know. I hope to hear sometime this weekend and get all the juicy details.
Oh.
I got an email, and I would love to read it to y'all. Do you want to hear it?
Yes,
please.
Okay, let me pull this up real quick.
What if you could say that? What if you could say that in a meeting? Like someone like, do you want to start first? No,
I have.
Let's start our Friday. Sorry, I bet you have.
I do not.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I want to hear this though. This is now. I'm compelled.
Yes, real life investigation time. Okay, and it's entitled. The email's entitled "Topless Technical Teammate." Like, I'm a slut for alliteration, y'all. Like, I just love that, right? I mean, that just, you know, it's going to be good. And so this person who I totally don't know, just someone random in the world, writes to me and says, "So I get back to work today to an email complaint about a shirtless coworker just hanging out in their own office with no shirt, allegedly," quotes.
Now, wait, is this a pumping mother? Well, okay, we'll let you get to it.
"This guy is a real beast in terms of his unprofessional antics. He was already coached on this when I first started this job."
Coached?
Wait, this is a habitual?
No shirts, no shoes, no paycheck.
Okay. They need to put that sign in his office.
He's just filming some OF content.
Maybe. I don't know. I cannot wait to hear the results of this investigation. But here is the text of the email I received from an employee. "Good morning. Just curious what, if any, rules there are for proper office attire here. Today I saw topless technical teammate shirtless while changing in his office with the door wide open."
Oh my God.
"Last time I checked, the admin building isn't a men's locker room. I know I am not the first person to see this, and I doubt I will be the last. My concern is for the women that work in this office having to witness the same thing. Sincerely grossed out, worker."
I appreciate their sense of humor, though.
I appreciate that. I mean, I'd say concern for all genders on that one. I don't know that anyone wants to see that. But Lisa, wait, what's happened so far?
So then the email continues, and this person that I've never met in my life that anonymously sent this to me says,
air quotes,
"He's gross and has a history of office terrorism. He was responsible for the case of the," and I quote, "burgled bagels cream cheese crook event." "He's," quote, "down with OPB, other person's bagels." "This guy loves any leftover food from work meetings, no matter how old or picked over. He's a trash panda. Investigation kicks off today. I'll keep you informed of the resolution."
I mean,
I think the funniest part about this is that this man has a history of doing this.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like
a long one.
Like, I'm curious what happened the first time. I mean, taking food at the end of lunch meetings, no matter how, I have some respect for that. That's more of a pro in my book.
I'm like going the first and when the email goes out. Free food.
I'm like searching. Well, then it's like 3 p.m. and I'm searching like salmonella. What time was that meeting? What time did this meeting start? What time did the food arrive? I'm like, how long can this be sat out? So I will push that to a pat. I'll push that to the side. That's a pro in my book.
I love eating people's trash.
Oh, I'm total trash panda.
But changing with the door open.
I know.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, like, was it just like he spilled something on himself, right? And just real quick, like, you're just, you know what I mean? You don't want to go out embarrassed or whatever. And so I did ask that question. And this anonymous person told me, oh no, this is a frequent flyer creeper in the office. Like, this is the MO.
Well, okay, let's do a little wager on what the first thing that this gentleman says when he's asked about this, because I get first pick because this was, I'm going to jump the line, is that he will say, who complained? That's my guess for his question. What do you guys think he'll say? Because then we got to find out from your quote-unquote. quote, anonymous friend.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there'll be something along the lines, well, I was wearing a tank top or something like that. Or what's the big deal? You would see it at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
He could just outright deny it.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't do it. Do you have footage?
But supposedly this is a cringy person, so they don't care.
Or he could double down and take his shirt off mid-meeting.
Oh my gosh.
Tits out. Like, did it look like this? Did it look like this? Okay. Well, this is exciting. Well, I can't wait to hear how this gets resolved.
I know. I'm excited. Mm. Those are always fun.
That is a big week. That's a happy hour. That's a true happy hour. Listen to this shit type conversation.
Exactly. The latest and greatest. I mean, every day it's something, right? But here's today's real life investigation.
It is.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Have y'all had any naked people in the office?
Yes, definitely. I've also lawyer Ashley had heard some of these very extreme examples. When things bubbled up to law firm lawyer life, that's when those tend to be the what do we really do? That's when usually 911 is the better than calling your law firm. But definitely. I've had situations of like people definitely like having like relations in the office and things like that. Generally, it's the security camera footage. That's
yes.
where it comes to.
Mm-hmm.
But
have you seen a thing or two?
Jamie's like, Jamie's like guilty.
I mean, I, of course, unfortunately, okay. Yeah.
A thing or two or three.
I've seen a thing or two. Yeah. Well, I spent 4 years in hospitality, so there's beds places.
Oh.
So that's what I can. Yeah.
Yep.
And there's obviously not cameras in rooms.
Yeah.
There are in hallways, but.
Are there not cameras in rooms? That's good. Okay. That's good.
No,
that makes me feel.
No, but there's
there shouldn't
in hallways.
Be anyway.
No. Yeah. So, you know, I've had where two engineers went into a room. One was female, one was male. It doesn't matter what they were.
I like how you got real low. like a real happy hour, making sure the next table's
exactly.
not listening.
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't matter,
guys.
Anything
wrong with
but they went into a room and quote unquote, she was just showing him her tattoos. Yeah. I was like, that's cute. I mean, that was cute of her to say that.
Mm-hmm.
He told a different story.
Well, Lace, this is a lovely happy hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't you have another story, Ashley?
I did. We did just quickly. I saw something in the news for timely news. I saw that the Trump Organization's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, is going back to prison on some perjury charges. And so you may have seen him in the news, but he's actually been top of mind for me for about 20 years. Because as I've said, before I went to law school, before I was in HR, I worked in sales, and we had to cold call CFOs, and he was in my friend's territory. And so if you ever have at work, like something you do on like a bad day, or you're like, this is our thing. When we'd be having a bad day, my friend who's in the territory, she'd be like, come, let's listen to, because we had training headphones. So you could listen in and, you know, and listen for other people's, you know, cold calling techniques, or you could have the former CFO of the Trump Org. He would answer his phone. I will say most didn't. He would answer his phone, but he had a lot of thoughts. And so he would answer the phone and she would try her sales pitch. He would launch into her in like every, coming from Kentucky, if there were any words I had not heard in my life, they all came from his mouth, and he would be, but he would answer it every time. And so I had to give him some kudos for that. But so for years, his name would pop up for other reasons. And when my friend and I would message back, and I'd be like, God, I'm like our old friend. And so I just saw his name. And so of course I had to, you know, with my friend, my work friend from over 20 years ago. And so that brought up that memory. So if you ever have any of those things you do on days, like, just to keep yourself entertained with your work besties, he would answer our calls. And so he was a bit of our bestie back in the day.
Aww.
So that was
sweet
some timely
work,
news.
Mems.
That's funny. I guess you could never get a FUPA out of him, huh?
No FUPAs.
Oh, I love the sweet work memes. Oh, and on that note, stay out of prison, folks. That's our advice. All right, besties. Now, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Enjoy the weekend.